You know, I thought it might be a little fun this morning to talk a little bit about something that a lot of us really enjoy, especially around here in the state of Iowa. And I know it's getting really close to that time. In fact, we had our first little bit of it for the season here just the other day, although I'm not sure it was grown around here. So I'm sure it'll get better as the season goes on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
It's got to be sweet corn.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. A little corn on the cob, a little sweet corn. People in other parts of the country, unless they've had a chance to sample that which is grown here, don't really get a good feel for good sweet corn.
Yeah.
You get a chance sometimes. Like I said, early season, we picked up some the other day. It wasn't grown around here.
Oh, yeah.
It was produced elsewhere, but it was okay. But, you know, it kind of whets the appetite a little bit, and you know it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
As the key sweet corn season gets going here, which shouldn't be too terribly far down the road. Usually, middle to latter part of July, you start to see some of that kind of trickling in, kind of see how that goes. But I was looking around a little bit because you talk to folks, and it seems like everybody has their own way of preparing sweet corn. I don't know how you do it at your home. But, you know, when I was growing up, Mom always used to boil it in a big pot, you know, fill up a gigantic pot with water and shuck all the corn, pull all the, you know, all the nonsense off of there, and then throw it in the pot, and away you go.
Yep.
But it would take a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult. You got to be a little careful because, of course, as you're boiling the water, it's evaporating and disappearing, so you want to make sure you've got way more water than you ever need. So you have to have this enormous pot on the stove. You know, one way to do it. Well, we don't have any enormous pots, and there are just two of us at my house, so it's kind of difficult to throw a lot of them. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do that. So we kind of take a little easier route. We kind of cheat a little bit, use the microwave, which actually works out. It's a lot quicker and works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after we peel the corn, we end up, I throw it underneath the faucet, put a little bit of, you know, run it over a little cold water and spread out a little bit of saran wrap and then wrap it in saran wrap. And with two ears of corn, we pop them in the microwave. About 3 minutes is all it takes, and it comes out just piping hot and ready to go.
There you go.
Of course, that's just the getting it warm.
Yeah.
The important thing is what you do afterward. Butter, salt, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But, well, when you're out looking for sweet corn, I found some tips on buying and cooking sweet corn on a website called thereluctantgourmet.com. Well, when... The first thing is buying the sweet corn. You can't have good sweet corn until you buy it first, and you want to pick out just the right stuff. So, you know, you want to be making sure that you're grabbing the good stuff. Now, it's hard to make a mistake around here because you know you're, for the most part, getting good homegrown stuff around here. But there are over 200 varieties of sweet corn. You may not have realized there are that many to choose from. You rarely see fresh sweet corn sold by name, but there are some different names. There's like Bodacious. Is one of the names, butter and sugar, one of the names for the different types of sweet corn. You know, if you ask at the local market what they were selling, you know, they might just look at you and scratch their head saying, what you talking about? But,
yeah.
You know, if you find someone that's really knowledgeable, maybe they can tell you a little bit about, you know, the different types and varieties and things. But we've been eating corn for a good long time in this country, before it was a country. So we kind of are connoisseurs of those types of things. When you're out there looking to buy fresh sweet corn, though, one of the most important things to remember, though, is to buy sweet corn, buy corn on the cob, is that it starts converting sweet-tasting sugars to starches immediately after it's picked. So ideally, you want to buy it, cook it, and consume it the same day that it's picked, or as close to that as possible. They say that sweet corn has about an 80-20 sugar-starch ratio when it's harvested, but within 3 days, that ratio will shift to 20-80. So that's the difference between really sweet, tender corn and then the mealy, tough corn that you can get, too. So it's really important to get it as soon as it gets into the store. Now, when you're buying, picking up each ear, you want to pick up each ear and look for the ears that feel full and plump in your hand and take a look at the silk that sticks out at the top. It should be a golden, pale, slightly sticky, and the more the merrier as well. Also, even though sometimes it's kind of messy and can get all over you when you're shucking, the more silk, that means the more kernels of corn. So you also want the husks to have a good green color, not be brown. Now, even though most stores don't appreciate you doing that, you might want to try popping one of the kernels with your thumbnail. If the juice from the kernel is milky, then that means the corn is fresher. You don't want to buy corn that's been sitting out in the sun all day. The sun and the heat speed up the conversion of the sugar to starch. Now, you want to look at the bottom of the ear of corn, where it's been broken off at the stalk. If it's already turned brown, then it most likely is at least 2 days old. So if you're not going to cook and eat your fresh corn that day, then store it in the refrigerator with the husks left on. Cooling it will help slow down the sugar to starch transformation, and you may also want to remove the long stem and the outermost big leaves to prevent the loss of moisture. Now, will it last more than one day? Yeah, it will, but the clock is ticking, so does the sugar starch ratio there as well. So, yeah, it's best to buy it and consume it the same day, but if you want to throw it in the fridge, that's fine, but don't tear it apart first. Just leave it as it is and go from there. Now, when you are going to be shucking the corn, they say there's a way to do that, too. You want to start by peeling the husk back from the top and then remove it completely. And remove all the thin hairs that run from top to bottom. Remove all the silk. If you're really fussy about those hairs, you might want to use a vegetable brush or a damp cloth and then finish it up by breaking off the stalk at the bottom. Now, when it comes to cooking fresh sweet corn, there are many ways to do so. On top of your stove, in a pot of water or in a steamer. Possibly on your grill, in your microwave, and they've even tried cooking a large number of ears for a party in the dishwasher, but they say they had wishy-washy results there. And I noticed this, too. It says behind in your microwave, in parentheses, it says bad choice, so I guess I'm doing it all wrong. They say the most popular way to cook fresh sweet corn on the cob is boiling it. Although people can use different techniques to boil it, and it'll still come out great. They say you can use a large pot of cold water, add the corn, and then bring it to a boil. And when the water comes to a rapid boil, the corn is done. Now, this particular individual says he learned when he was young that boiling the water first and then adding the corn to it and then let it cook for about 5 minutes, but he says he doesn't think it matters that much, but both ways do produce good corn. And some cookbooks say maybe add a teaspoon of sugar to the pot. To keep corn tender. He says he doesn't think it'll hurt, but if you're starting out with fresh sweet corn, then why bother anyway? Some don'ts about cooking. They say don't add salt to the water. Now, sometimes you see people sprinkle a little salt in there. Don't add salt to the water if you're going to boil the sweet corn, because it only toughens the corn when it cooks. Tends to toughen it up a little bit, and that's, you don't want that.
I'm making a mistake then.
Whoopsie. Yeah. See, we all make our little mistakes here and there. Don't cool off the hot corn by running it under cold water. When you pull it out, just let it cool a little bit. Let it sit for a bit and cool naturally. Say if you run it under cold water right away, and I know that I understand that we used to do that too, but he say it'll make it soggy. It'll get a little soggier if you run it under cold water right away after it's come out of the boiling water. And don't overcook it, or the kernels will get hard, and then the corn, of course, loses some of its sweet flavor. There's no more disappointing feeling, I think, than sitting down to a meal really anticipating sweet corn, because it's really only good for a certain part of the year. Mm-hmm. And you're all excited, and you know, finally get a chance to have some sweet corn for the first time in a long time, and you sit down. And it's just the taste isn't there. The texture just isn't right. It's not big and plump and juicy and tasty. It's kind of, you know, blah. Mm-hmm. That's a disappointing feeling.
Yeah.
Kind of ruins the meal. So when you're finishing off your preparations, you can get maybe gourmet a little bit and add all sorts of fancy seasonings and things. Most folks, though, like their sweet corn fairly simple. Butter, salt, some folks maybe a little pepper. Sometimes simple is better, but when you apply the butter, it depends on, you know, whether you have guests or family. If you have guests, a lot of folks like to cut out a pat of butter and apply it with a knife or a fork. But when it's just family, oftentimes folks might roll it right on the stick of butter or the butter dish. And if you really want to get the job done, but it does make a mess out of the stick that way, but it also leaves deep indentations, sometimes making it look like a canoe. You know, they have that little spray-on butter, too, that mm-hmm. you can use. That kind of, again, that'll make a little bit of a mess for you, but it is a little bit easier, too. Sometimes kids, they get a little bit more creative. They just apply the butter with their hands, and I guess that's fine, but just do it to your own. Don't do it to mine. And then, you know, one of the things down early on, too, a lot of us have great memories about eating sweet corn and preparing sweet corn as kids, especially if we grew up here in the Midwest, and a lot of folks just like to keep those traditions going, but there are lots of different ways to prepare sweet corn. But just remember, buy the stuff that's as fresh as possible. No matter how you like to prepare the sweet corn, whatever you do, make sure that it's from the very beginning that you're getting the most fresh ears of corn possible, because that's going to end up with the best result overall. No matter how you prepare it, no matter how you like to season it up and get it ready, the freshest is always the best. So make sure you go out and take a good look around at those types of things and ask, as well. Whether you buy your fresh sweet corn from the farmers' markets around the area, which tend to be generally picked that day before they come out, or from some of the local grocery stores and things, too. A lot of them do advertise that they do get it same day that it's picked from the different local producers. So make sure you ask around so you know exactly what you are getting because, again, it's a once-a-year experience if you really want to do it well. So we sure don't want to mess that up.
No.
It just tastes too good. The anticipation is just too much. We want to turn things back over to Brett this morning. Well, actually, Brett's not here, but we want to turn things back over to the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating one more time this morning.
Your Lennox dealer is Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Never even talked about grilling corn, putting it on the grill. You ever done that?
I've never tried myself, but I've heard lots of people do it.
Yeah, I haven't either. It would seem to me that would dry it out a little bit.
Yeah, you'd think. I don't know.
Haven't tried that one yet. Well, maybe stick with what works best, I guess. Everybody has their own way. We'll just kind of stick with it, as long as it tastes wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your sweet corn. It should be coming at you here very, very soon. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.